Film critic Bob Mondello knows from experience, he says, that lines will be long at the post office today. It's the last day to file taxes. Happily, standing in line himself has given Bob time to think about tax-related movies.
How do you feel about the IRS? It's fair to say that the bakery employees who hooted and hollered when tax auditor Will Ferrell showed up in Stranger Than Fiction were not fond of the IRS, and in that, they're like a lot of us, no? So it's intriguing that Hollywood generally treats tax inspectors as nice guys. Their IRS bosses are the bad ones.
High bracket, low bracket. If Uncle doesn't get his cut, we nail your hide to the barnyard door.
That's Tony Randall's boss in The Mating Game. Randall, on the other hand, is such a nice guy.
Mr. Larkin, please listen to me. I am here to investigate you.
That the farmer he's auditing tries to fix him up with his daughter, Debbie Reynolds.
You know, I've got your number.
Fine, while you appraise me, I'll appraise your property.
The romantic possibilities of a tax audit may not have occurred to most people before The Mating Game, but screenwriters love to invent new plot gimmicks, and like the rest of us, they have to file with the IRS every year. Judging from the way tax dialogue crops up in movies, it may be that if you're writing a screenplay around April 15, random lines just occur to you.
Who are you guys?
We're the Ghostbusters.
Who does your taxes?
There's a whole mini-genre, though, where the tax collector figures in a more substantial way, driving more movie plots than you can shake a deduction at. For instance, taxes were the beginning of the end for gangster Al Capone.
He has not filed a return since 1926.
A return?
An income tax return.
They were also the spark that set off Robin Hood's rebellion.
So you think you're overtaxed, eh?
Overtaxed, overworked, and paid off with a knife, a club, or a rope.
They were the reason Scarlett O'Hara dressed up in green curtains in Gone with the Wind.
You want something from me, and you want it badly enough to put on quite a show in your velvets.
I want $300, pay the taxes on Tara.
And they were the first thing on Groucho Marx's agenda as president of Fredonia.
The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it.
There are enough movies involving taxes that there are even micro-genres within this mini-genre. For a while, Hollywood's go-to guy for tax-related movies involving widows, for instance, was Paul Newman, who advised an elderly widow on reducing her tax burden in The Young Philadelphians.
You get the full deduction because you're making a charitable contribution.
Got frustrated with a younger widow who wouldn't sell the hockey team he was coaching in Slapshot.
We were never anything but a rich broad's tax write-off.
And made so much money in What a Way to Go that his own widow tried to give it away, which even her shrink thought was nuts.
You are a young woman who is apparently worth in the neighborhood of $200 million. And for some incredible reason, you want to give it to the government. You don't need a psychiatrist. You need your head examined.
Hollywood is often accused of having a liberal bias, but from its movies, you'd swear the film industry was as eager to get rid of taxes as any Tea Partier. In fact, there's only been one period when the film biz has not been down on taxes, World War II, when absolutely everybody endorsed sending cash to Uncle Sam.
Are you a patriotic American?
Including Donald Duck.
Yes, sir!
Your country needs taxes for guns, taxes for ships. Taxes to beat the Axis.
I'm for it. Taxes to beat the Axis.
That's the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Once the war was over, the spirit faded, and it didn't take long for taxophilia to turn back into taxophobia, an emotional state that makes April 15 rough for many of us, but that Hollywood has learned to exploit by, say, having the Blues Brothers pay off back taxes with a big concert, or letting folks in the disaster flick Day After Tomorrow stay warm by burning tax records in all sorts of feel-good ways. I'm Bob Mundell.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.